live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
This Matthew Berry thing, I don't know if it's Sturger or Sturger. Matthew Berry went to a strip club, so he creeped on her.
What do you mean he creeped on her?
Apparently he was like hitting on her.
He went to a strip club with her?
Yes. Took her there, and she claimed she didn't know she was going to a strip club.
What happened when she got to the door? Did she go in?
Oh, it's a strip club. Yeah, she went in.
Was Matthew Berry Jen Sturger's boss?
No, just a guy she was hanging out with.
Also, not sexual harassment.
So I guess the lesson that we've learned today, we're never allowed to be flirty with anyone.
Red McCombs is pushing Incarnate Word to hire Art Briles.
Stop.
He calls Art Briles the best man for the Cardinals head coaching vacancy job. He told the Incarnate Word trustees, you not only will you be getting the best football coach available, but he's also the best man.
You would be getting the best football coach available, I agree, but you wouldn't be getting the best man. You're getting a scumbag.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. A lot of sexual harassment.
A lot of it.
In the first hour. All available at podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1. Welcome, Mappers.
Hello, Map.
Hope you guys are having a great Friday and aren't stuck in traffic somewhere, which means you probably aren't in really down to 5 minutes.
5 minutes. We'll know the truth. What's your bet?
Everything will be fine, but it's going to be 10 minutes.
Jung, what say you?
I just hope everything's going to be fine for your sake and ours.
Okay. 4 minutes.
Okay. It's actually going to be 10.
Okay.
It'll be the end of this segment. And then when we come back, all will be well. So, George Schrader, who's a guy who works for USA Today, and I actually tried to hire him one time at the Chronicle, does a really good job on college football.
Also played the keyboard in the cartoon strip Peanuts.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You're not familiar with Peanuts? No. Charlie Brown and company?
No, I know Charlie Brown, and I know there's that Pigpen kid, and then there's a Lucy, and then there's a Linus.
You don't remember?
And a Snoopy, but that's all I remember.
You don't remember Schrader, the kid who played the keyboard all the time?
I do not. No.
Jung, am I alone on this?
I remember it.
You do remember it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Lucy wanted the...
Oh, did she?
She wanted the D from old Schrader.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's an artist. 3 minutes, by the way. Okay. Tell me what your man George Schrader's up to these days.
He ranked all the college football coaching hires.
Okay.
And gave them grades. Would you like to hear the grades for the coaching hires? And we'll see if you agree. All right. There are 4 A grades.
Okay. I
want to see if you can guess who those 4 A grades are.
At Texas A&M.
Jimbo Fisher is an A grade. Ding, ding, ding.
Florida State.
Incorrect.
Oh, okay. All right.
In fact, that's
a strike one. It's a bad start.
That's the top of the B's, but still.
Since I went with the Aggies, I'll go with the Corn Aggies.
That is correct. Scott Frost, also an A higher.
A higher for Corn.
For Nebraska. Yeah. So 2 for 3. You have 2 strikes left, and you have 2 names left to get correct on the A hires.
Let's go with, oh no, that can't be.
Sure it can be.
No. Yeah, this is tough. It's a tough game.
It is a very tough game.
Let's go with Arkansas.
That is incorrect.
Damn it. Right.
That is a B hire with Chad Morris.
Okay.
So you have 1 strike left.
I'm not going to get
one of these names you're going to feel really stupid when you hear, and the other one you'll go, oh, okay.
Oh, UCLA.
Chip Kelly is an A hire. Ding, ding, ding. That's the one you were going to feel really stupid if you didn't get.
I don't know who my other one would be. I don't know what I'm missing.
Okay.
I give up. I submit. I know it's not Arizona State, though.
No.
Are you sure? It you is, sure?
It is not Arizona State.
Final answer.
It is Dan Mullen at Florida.
That's an A?
Yes. It says, widely considered the best available job. Florida went after Chip Kelly and then Scott Frost when both turned them down. They landed Mullen, a former Gators assistant who can now try to do what he accomplished at Mississippi State, only at a school with exponentially more resources. He'll bring a good offense and reputation for finding and developing quarterbacks to a program that is starving for both. Never mind Kelly or Frost. Mullen might have just been the best fit anyway.
You go Dan Mullen over Willie Taggart?
Yeah, I'm not a big Willie Taggart fan.
Okay.
I think Dan Mullen will have a better career at Florida than Willie Taggart has at Florida State. He does have some more advantages at Florida than Taggart has at Florida State.
He does.
But yes, I think that's a better hire than Willie
Taggart. But he brought Jim Leavitt with him. That's a pretty good, that's one good advantage that he's got. Not that Florida's defense is a problem. They just can't score.
Yeah. So, Chip Kelly, Scott Frost, Dan Mullen, and Jimbo Fisher are your A hires.
All right.
Your B hires are Willie Taggart, Joe Moorhead at Mississippi State.
Moorhead.
more or less. It just kind of depends on.
No one wants a less head.
No, just depends on. Never mind. Chad Morris, also a B hire. Your C hires, Jeremy Pruitt, Mario Cristobal, Josh Heupel, Jonathan Smith at Oregon State, Matt Luke at Ole Miss. There is one D hire.
Arizona State.
Herm Edwards.
Okay.
And just for the others.
No Fs?
No Fs, but some of the others. Georgia Southern, Chad Lunsford is a C. Rice's Mike Bloomgren is a B. South Alabama Steve Campbell is a C. SMU Sonny Dykes is a B. Mm. UTEP Dana Dimmel, a C. So Dana Dismal's back. And, yeah, Kent State and Louisiana Lafayette still open.
Okay.
So there you go. That's there's some grades for you. How's your computer doing?
Setting up your Mac.
Yeah.
It appears to be searching for a Wi-Fi connection.
Oh, good luck with that. You know how this place is.
Yeah, I mean, that's not ideal, but... all right, hold on. I'm feeling optimistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And... I could have sworn that was the...
told you it was going to be the end of the segment before you're actually back.
Yeah.
Did you see... by the way, we talked about that ATM robbery down by here.
Right.
You see they've hit two more Marriotts, including the one at out by Bush?
No.
Same thing.
Why don't people start putting their ATMs on lockdown?
Well, I'm guessing these guys... Somebody must have used to work at a Marriott because they've hit three Marriotts now.
I mean, that's
in the Houston area alone.
Or maybe they just, you know, it went well once and they're like, hey,
yeah, maybe
let's try that again.
Tuesday night, they stole the ATM from the one in the Galleria. Same thing Wednesday night at the one on Westheimer near Beltway 8. And they made their way out to the airport on Thursday night.
Jeez.
So, yeah. Those guys know what they're doing, apparently. Or Marriott doesn't know what it's doing in terms of its ATM.
That seems to be more of the case.
Yeah, I would just say if I'm managing a Marriott right now.
Get your act together.
I think I would go and bolt down my ATM.
Yeah.
And, or at least chain the thing to the wall or something so they can't just run off with it. 713-780-ESPN. 97 Sun Devil. Is ASU a worse dumpster fire than Tennessee now? Oh, are you working?
We have success.
Yes, I told you. I told you it would
work. We have success.
Good. So you're in a good mood now?
I'm in a good mood now.
You can carry the rest of the show.
Let's do it.
That'd be great because...
Now, none of the stuff that I put together before the show, it's all gone.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I click on history, blank.
I see.
But I'm up and running. I can get through.
That's good because, you know, I've been quietly trying to carry us here for an hour and... 10 minutes, two
Thank
hours
you.
And 10 minutes.
You done good, Fred.
So it's your turn to take over.
You done good, boy.
But he wants to know if it's worse of a dumpster fire than Tennessee. I don't think so. I think Tennessee is still a mess, and it might work.
But you know what? The potential is better at Tennessee than it is at Arizona State.
You would think, yeah. But I also think that if Herm just kind of sits back and lets his assistants do their jobs. Then maybe that works. I mean, it's worked before in some places. It just depends. D-Trent asked, if you were athletic director or owner, would you hire scumbag coach who would guarantee a championship in 2 years or non-scumbag with next 10 years, no championship? Signed, Incarnate Word Principle.
Non-scumbag.
It depends on how scummy you are. If you're just Nick Saban scummy, I'll hire you. But if you're a guy who oversaw a rape school scummy, right. No.
Like, if there were multiple rapes that you knew about that happened under your watch and you tried to sweep under the rug, no, that's too scummy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a level of scumminess. Kind of goes back to our first conversation of the day, just like there's a level of...
Honestly, I think there's no other coach that I would say, if you told me that guy could guarantee me a championship, that I'd turn him down.
Hmm.
I mean, maybe Jerry Sandusky.
But, yeah, he's in prison, though.
Right, he doesn't have the...
Well, wait a minute now. What if you were coaching the Mean Machine?
Then I would hire him.
Okay, just checking.
Only to run the defense, though, not as the head coach.
Right, you're running the offense.
Right.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, there you have it. The Mean Machine and Jerry Sandusky. I like it.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Texas Star Grill Shop. The holidays are upon us, boys. And you want to go out there. You want to smoke some good meats for Christmas. You want to I'm planning on doing a turkey. I'm excited about this because I've got my new grill from Texas Star Grills. And if whatever you're into, whatever kind of cooking you want to do, they'll point you in the direction of a grill that's right for you. They're not going to, if all you do is cook steaks and burgers, they're not going to put you on a smoker. That wouldn't make any sense. They're going to put you on something that fits what you love to do. And that's what they did with me. They basically asked me what I like to cook, how I like to cook, and they pointed me in the right direction. They've got the smokers, the pellet smokers. They've got the gas grills. They've got the charcoal grills if you want that. They can build you an outdoor kitchen if that's what you want to do. This is I didn't even mention the best part, free delivery, free assembly on every grill. They're at Shepherd and 59 in Houston. They're on Louetta and Spring. You need to go in and see these grills. The store on Louetta has one of the largest grill showcases in the entire state. You got to go check this thing out. It's Texas Star Grill Shop. We've got your grill.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hey, let's give something away. How about you can win a $25 Raising Cane's gift card and indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Raising Cane's gift cards make a great holiday gift. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the location nearest you today. Caller 8. You're good. Did you see what Yahoo's going to do? I don't do fantasy baseball, but this will affect you guys.
Uh-oh.
Jong, this affects you as well. And not because not because the guy is Asian, but...
Oh, what they're going to do with Ohtani?
Yeah.
I haven't seen, but I'm curious because I had my thoughts on what they should do.
Well, they are going to treat him as two different players.
I don't like that.
So you're going to have to draft him twice, once as a pitcher and once again as a hitter.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Yeah. It's
to me, he should be SP/OF, and you decide where he plays, just like the manager decides where he plays in major leagues.
Yahoo content manager Guy Lake said this decision combined the best of both worlds.
No.
He says, that's the best gloss I can put on it. I would love it if we could say no problem and encompass all of Ohtani's value into one draftable player. If it were easy, there would be one. Let's be clear about that. It's not easy, but we've come up with what we think is the best from a set of imperfect choices. I'm kind of with you. Let you guys decide where to play him.
Yeah.
But no, Yahoo's smarter than you.
Yeah.
So maybe you should move your league to ESPN next year. I wonder what they're going to do.
Dude, I can't do it. No. The format at Yahoo is so much better than on ESPN.
Yeah. Most things, but
like Yahoo is the king for fantasy. They do it right. But this is a misstep.
Yeah, this is a big misstep. But that's the deal, just so you know. That's kind of weird because John could draft him as a pitcher and you could draft him as an outfielder.
Yeah.
And you guys could be playing each other and he could be playing against himself.
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN's your number if you wish to get in. Apparently, I have some good news on Andrew Luck.
All right.
He won't. He will not need a second shoulder surgery.
That's good.
Which was a concern at one point. So, theoretically, he'll be ready to go next year.
Okay.
And as mentioned in Nick Saban earlier, you saw he finished third in the Alabama Senate election.
I'm not surprised at all. Not surprised at all.
Well, I mean, why not, right? And one more, not in the not-so-shocking news, your Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
They're going to be in the market for a quarterback during the offseason. Shocker, right?
This is surprising, honestly.
But Ian Rappaport from the TNF pregame, the Broncos will view all options on the table for finding a quarterback this offseason. That means drafting a quarterback high or signing a big time free agent or both. Or
I would expect them to be in the Kirk Cousins mix.
That's gonna be the biggest name, right?
He's the biggest name, he's the best available, I would think.
It doesn't mean he's great, but
no. He's not perfect, but he is.
He's going to be the best available. He's functional.
Let's play the game.
Okay.
If everything else on your team is strong, like the year that the Broncos won with Peyton Manning.
Right.
If Kirk Cousins is your guy, can you win a Super Bowl if everything else is ideal?
Possibly. I think you have a chance, yes. So that being the case.
How about this? If Kirk Cousins was the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars right now, how seriously would you take the Jags as a Super Bowl contender?
That's a good question because I still feel like in a playoff game, I don't know how much I trust him.
Okay.
Because I could see him going full Blake Bortles in a playoff game.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think I might have I've come around on him. It wasn't,
you have a higher opinion of him than I do. I think he's okay. I don't know if I would trust him in the playoffs because I haven't really seen it yet.
Fair enough.
But you know, if I'm the Broncos, yeah, that's a guy I try to sign. That's a guy I could use. I mean, that's an upgrade.
Yeah.
And I still think that team's pretty good. Are they a Super Bowl team? Maybe. Maybe not. But I can't say no chance that guy could lead a good team to a Super Bowl. So that being the case, do I like him better than Andy Dalton? Yeah. Do I like him better than Ryan Tannehill?
Yep. Yeah.
Jay Cutler,
you say yeah, like you don't know?
Yeah, no, I said yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but I don't think there's a huge gap there.
Okay.
But I think he's better than those guys, but is he A top 10 quarterback in the league? No. Not my opinion.
Yeah.
So, man, somebody sent me this. Somebody caught a 512-year-old shark. It's believed to be the oldest living vertebrae ever discovered.
Ted Cruz believes it.
Of course he does. Experts determined its age by using its length, which was an impressive 18 feet.
Nice.
And it was found...
There's no chick who could take that, by the way.
18 feet?
An 18-foot shark?
Well, I don't know. I think your girl could. Shark picture.
No way.
Yeah, well...
take it into the boat, like a
woman. Okay. I didn't know.
An 18-foot shark is like, that's a work of several men to get that in. Like, I don't think a woman fisherman by herself, a fisherwoman could.
So you're being sexist?
No, I'm just saying physically, maybe there's a power lifter woman who could do it.
Okay.
So I shouldn't have said no woman could do that.
See, now you know what's going to happen. You're creating a culture here that is... You know, hostile toward females.
Towards lady fishermen?
Yeah, lady fishermen, to our female interns.
Sorry.
This is a locker room culture you've created, and I don't think it's very welcoming to women. And I think that we're going to have to sue you.
Okay.
Me and the other women here.
Okay.
But they found this shark. It was the oldest of a group of 28 sharks they found in Greenland, and they analyzed it for a study. But the particular species, they only grow around 1 centimeter a year, have been known to live for hundreds of years, with previous articles suggesting some live up to 400 years. But this one's 512 years old. The oldest shark.
Did they let it go?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So, yeah, but basically they knew it's 392 years old, but their radiocarbon dating has it as 512. So that's old, man. Think about 512 years ago. We didn't have internet.
No.
You wouldn't be able to search for that shark 512 years ago.
No. So. And we didn't have cell phones either. Who would we have called and who would have taken a picture of it?
That was before Abraham Lincoln.
So are you saying this shark potentially was an indentured servant at some point?
Possible, yeah.
Man.
Is the species reached their sexual maturity at about 150 years old.
God, I hope
you imagine.
I hope that happens for me. I feel like that's what happened for you. Around 150, you were like, yeah.
Stop, I'm not anywhere near 150. I'm at 125. Give me a break. But, yeah, that shark has been lurking around, including the founding of the U.S. He's been alive for the World Wars, the sinking of the Titanic, George Washington.
Wow.
Greenland sharks live off fish, but they've never been observed hunting. In the past, they've been found to have remains of reindeer, horses, moose, and even polar bears in their stomach. That's a pretty serious shark. So, man, that's pretty awesome. So they did let it go.
That's good.
Yeah. And now maybe you'll have... Maybe he'll go and make some other sharks that live to be really, really old.
Maybe so.
You think he can still shark it up at 512?
I don't know.
Well, if 150 is kind of the peak.
Yeah, I bet he's still getting it in.
Okay.
I mean, what lady shark is going to say no to that?
Wow.
I mean, dude's 512 years old. You give him what he wants,
right?
He's
like a shark legend.
Yeah.
You know, that, he's like a king.
Yeah.
Yeah, that any lady shark is going to be all over that.
Right. I also don't know that boy sharks go around asking permission. I think it's very much a Baylor culture, a Baylor football culture.
Really?
In the shark world.
Hmm.
So, and if there's a shark who is unsure whether or not that she wants to make love to that old man shark, maybe she could chill out and have a carbock and then see if that loosens up her fins at all. If you haven't made it out to the restaurant, you really need to do it. You need to get out there and check it out. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. And I'm not talking, it's not like bar food. This is gourmet, fantastic food. And all the food there pairs really well with all the great beer they've got. If you're looking for an idea for your company holiday party, they're available for private events. They've got an indoor room that holds about 185 people and a space outside in the beer garden. come check it out today. Come hang out in the Beer Garden. In fact, tonight, they open at 2:30 Monday through Friday, 11 on Saturdays, and noon on Sundays. And while you're there, take a tour of the brewery located right outside the 290-610 interchange near the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma. And while you're out and about this weekend, pick up your favorite Carbach beer or tell your bartender to please, pretty please, make it a Carbach.
Hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I was just looking at the Transtar map since she only mentioned one incident. There's like a lot of red out there. It's like 288 red, 45 south red.
What about 290?
290, very yellowish and green at the moment. So you're looking good.
All right.
I'm not, because 50.
Man, I don't care about you.
I know you don't, but 59 heading downtown. There's a lot of red, of course. There is every night. But Beltway 8 and 288, it's got the little incident sign.
Man, that's why I like, and I'm surprised you haven't gotten like a motorcycle or something, because you just get in that HOV lane. On days that there's really bad traffic.
But see, the HOV lane is going the opposite direction when I'm going home. Oh, on 59, true. It's going out.
Yeah, but even when there's heavy traffic, being on those motorcycles, I mean, I cut off 10, 15 minutes when I'm on my bike versus when I'm in my truck in traffic.
Hmm. Well, maybe I need to do a deal with a motorcycle place.
Maybe so. Or just spend some of your money. You're rich.
I don't want to spend any of my money. I'm saving my money.
For what? A motorcycle?
No, I'm saving my money to invest in stuff.
Like a motorcycle?
No, I don't need a motorcycle. I'll die. I mean, I'm almost dead. I've almost died several times in a vehicle. Put me on a motorcycle, I'm going to be dead.
That's true.
Do you have something you want to do here? Because I have a pizza thing if you want to do that.
Okay.
Thrillist ranked frozen pizzas, which... You know, I'm not a big frozen pizza guy, but I've had some of these.
So Freschetta?
I don't know if that's on here.
Or DiGiorno?
We'll find out. I'll start you at number 16, the one they think is the worst.
Totino's.
It's the Whole Foods 365 is number 16.
Really?
Yeah.
I always see that pizza. I've never eaten it.
Never eaten it either. John, you ever eaten that?
No, I haven't.
I go to Whole Foods a lot, mostly for beer.
Yeah, beer is what I go for.
And like, it's the closest grocery store to my house. So if I have to get something like quick, I'll usually go pay an extra $2 to get it at Whole Foods. But I don't often do like my regular grocery shopping there.
I think the only thing I've ever bought there is beer. Number
my wife buys a lot of wine there, lot.
Really? Number 15, Tombstone Original.
Not very good. And that was probably one of the go-to brands when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And now, by the way... I'm not knocking Tombstone Pizza circa 1990 because times have changed.
Yeah.
And there's better options now. Tombstone in 1990 might have been upper echelon. Now it's garbage.
Number 14, Tony's.
Tony's is bad.
Number 13, I have not heard of Amy's Cheese Pizza.
First of all, is cheese pizza really pizza?
Not as far as I'm concerned,
or is it children food?
It's children food, yes.
Okay, let's skip that.
Okay, number 12, Red Baron.
Not again. It's in the same category as Tombstone. It's old school. It's a legend.
Yeah,
it's been passed by, but it could get the job done in a pinch.
Number 11, Totino's.
That's BS. Totino's is near the bottom.
Yeah.
First of all, you have to eat two whole Totino's pizzas to even try to get full.
Right.
They're tiny, and it's not good. That's not good.
10 is Celeste Pizza for One. Not familiar.
I've never heard of it.
The Pizza for One. John, any familiarity?
No.
Okay, it's number 10. I've not heard of number 9, which is Trader Giotto's 4 Formaggi.
No.
Trader Giotto's? Not Trader Joe's?
Not. It's Well, wait a minute.
You think it's like a Trader Joe's, like Italian
brand? Yeah, it's a Trader Joe's. It says it is Trader Joe's. They call it Trader Giotti's.
I've never tried it.
I never tried it, but almost everything at Trader Joe's I like.
I do too.
All right. How about Wild Mike's Ultimate Pepperoni?
Never tried Wild Mike's. That's I do like pepperoni.
California Pizza Kitchen Crispy Thin Crust, number 7.
CPK's frozen pizza is pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never get it because I'm not that crazy about their restaurant pizza, so I'm not like going out of my way to
Yeah, why would you bring home the Newman's Own Uncured Pepperoni? I've had that, number 6.
I like that too.
It's not bad. Number 5, Screaming Sicilian Holy Pepperoni.
I've never had that.
Me either.
It has a lot of toppings. Like if you're a meat lover, there's a lot of meat on that pizza.
I like meat.
Yeah.
I'm all about meat. Number 4, Freschetta.
Freschetta is strong. That's a really strong brand. I would put it. Oh, I'll have to hear the top 3, but it's up there amongst the best.
Number 3, Signature Select Rising Crust. It's a store brand DiGiorno knockoff.
I've never heard of it.
Me either.
What store?
I guess Signature Select, whatever that is.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Available at stores like Safeway, Vons, and Albertsons.
I don't go to any of those stores.
Yeah. Number 2, DiGiorno.
DiGiorno that's kind of the gold standard.
Solid,
to me.
Solid.
What's number 1?
Home Run Inn Classic Pepperoni.
Huh.
Which,
I wonder if that's available at my local grocer.
It can now be found nationwide. You can get it at Whole Foods, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
So, says, this isn't the pizza you imagine when you crave a quick fix unless you grew up with it in Chicago and went to a very specific pizzeria called Home Run Inn. And it's a deep dish or Chicago thin crust. This isn't. It's more hybrid.
How long does it take to cook?
Well, it doesn't say that. It just says taking the butteriness of a deep dish, then flattening it out. The crust is dense, rich, and buttery rather than fluffy. It tastes a lot like a mix between a cracker and a savory pie crust. So, Home Run Inn Classic Pepperoni, number 1, according to Threlis.
I'll try that.
Well, yeah, you can. So, now you can go buy Whole Foods. If it's Chicago pizza, it's got to be pretty good, right?
Yeah. So. Although, they opened a couple Geno's East.
Yeah.
There was one by Willowbrook Mall and one in the Woodlands. And I think they're both closed down. And I think they both closed down, I think the one by Willowbrook closed in, a year. And the one in the Woodlands closed in, 2. And I went to both of them, and the problem is you sit down and it takes an hour and a half to get your food.
Yeah.
And most people aren't willing to wait like that. The food was fine. It's just too damn slow.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Chicago, I'll wait.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. You go to Lou Malnati's, you know you're going to be waiting, but that's okay. I like how they do it there, though. You actually order it before you get your seat.
Yeah.
Because it takes a while.
Yep.
And you sit there and drink beer until it's ready. That's a plan. So, there you go. That was my contribution today, was I had pizza. That was it. I have nothing else. Well, that and I had a 512-year-old shark.
You did bring that, which was,
and a giant penguin. I had that.
You brought some strong stuff while I was on the DL today.
Yeah. So, it's your turn.
And by the way, when I say I was on the DL, I'm the disabled list.
Yeah, not the down low.
Yeah, because I wasn't there.
Not there's anything wrong with that. I mean, if that's what you're into.
Yeah.
But
let's see what I've pulled up from my old stuff. Oh. Do you have a regular doctor that you trust?
I did, but for some reason I can't get an appointment with him because his assistant never calls me back when I try to make an appointment, so I'm about to find a new doctor.
Hmm.
Why?
Well,
do you have a good one?
Because I've got one to avoid.
Okay, because I need one near downtown, and I'm tired of trying to get to this guy because his associate just never returns my calls.
Yeah. So, a Beverly Hills anesthesiologist was charged Wednesday with the murder of a 71-year-old patient.
Okay.
Stephen Kyosung Kim sedated his patient.
Oh, no. What am I?
One of yours, John. Yeah,
probably a cousin.
According to prosecutors, he then injected himself with drugs during the procedure.
Huh?
So, he sedated his patient and then was man... I'd like to get a little high, too.
Okay.
So he gave himself some of the drugs during the procedure. While Greenspan was in the facility's recovery room, prosecutors alleged Kim gave him a lethal dose of Demerol. According to Beverly Hills Police, a 911 call was made from the plastic surgery facility reporting a patient not breathing. Greenspan died after going into cardiac arrest. Police investigators said they determined that Kim was under the influence of narcotics while assisting in the surgery. He was arrested on Wednesday, and his bail was set at $1 million. And if convicted, Kim could face 25 years to life.
Wow. Okay, so not that doctor.
No, don't choose him.
Yeah. No, actually, I really liked the doctor I had. And in fact, his son interned here once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I can't get his office manager to ever call me back. That's kind of... Did I do something wrong, I wonder?
Probably.
I mean, I paid my bill.
Yeah, but you probably... I don't know. You probably creeped him out, to be
probably,
honest.
Probably, because I wanted to kind of get a... Just do a checkup because I'm about to be 53 years old.
Right.
It kind of makes sense, right, on your birthday.
Is 53 that's the time to do it?
Well, no, I get one every year. I try to get one every year.
Oh, okay.
Because you never know, right? I mean, if something's going to go wrong, I'd kind of like to know early so it can either A, be fixed, or B, if I'm going to die, then I'm going to enjoy the hell out of whatever time I have left, right?
Right.
So, you know, I'll go play poker every night or something.
There you go.
But, yeah, so I guess I'm going to have to find a new doctor. But I'm not using that guy.
No.
Although is an anesthesiologist technically a doctor? Or is that...
I think he is a doctor.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know for sure. That might be...
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. And I don't want to offend...
I think you have to go to medical school to be an anesthesiologist,
well,
though.
I don't want to offend any of them if I just said that. So, somebody wants to know, who do you have on tomorrow's main event? UFC main event.
I haven't even looked at the lines, so I'd have a hard time making that call without know. I'll look up the price during this, and I'll give you a play.
All right.
Or if I have one.
Right. Well, I'll give you a place to donate your vehicle that you don't need anymore. Texans Can Academies, and I'll tell you what, man, such a cool place. They take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them another chance. These are kids who some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Some of them had transportation trouble getting there. Well, they get bus passes from Texans Can Academies. That's what they do. They help them succeed. And so many of them go on and do great, great things. But more than ever, they need your donation to help these kids out. And by your donation, they just mean a vehicle. Doesn't matter. It could be a car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running or not. Doesn't matter if it has flood damage. They'll come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. You can do all this online in less than a minute. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card if you tell me you heard about it on the Blitz. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they will come and tow it. So call the Texans Can Academies at 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. Quiet sound, settle quiet down. Bow your head, the most high's around. Lord, these things are not right.
These things Lord. Are not right. Hell, nobody's Lord. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. If you haven't been there yet, you need to get down there. You're going to be blown away by the showroom as soon as you walk in, packed with a huge selection of new and pre-owned Harley Davidsons. And they're extended their hours, so they're open 7 days a week during the holiday shopping season. That's 7 days a week during the holidays means you've got plenty of time to check out and test drive that new or used Harley that you've been thinking about. You're going to feel welcome from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you ride away. At Republic, they know you have a choice when it comes to choosing your dealership in Houston, so they're committed to making a trip to their dealership the best possible experience. I know because there are three dealerships closer to my house than Republic, and I still take my bike to Republic when I need it serviced because they treat me right and they treat my bike right, and that's what it's about. The rider in your life definitely wants more Harley-Davidson gear for Christmas. Come check out Republic Harley-Davidson's wide selection of clothing, riding gear, memorabilia. They've got it all. And come out to the holiday party tomorrow They've got food, music, door prizes, and factory-approved promotions in all departments. Financing for everyone. Open 7 days a week during the holidays. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Celebrate the Astros World Series championship forever with the incredible audiobook History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. Incredibly affordable at just $13.99 with $1 from every sale going to Hurricane Harvey relief. Narrated by SportsMap 94.1's own Charlie Polillo and written by Chris Campisi, it's perfect for any Astros fan and easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Gift card options are available as well. Just go to historyearned.com and download your copy today.
So look at the line. Dos Anjos minus 125, Robbie Lawler minus 105.
Yeah.
I like Lawler as a dog, but I would like a little bit more than that. Okay. It's probably a no for me. But if I made a play, it'd be on Lawler minus 105.
Okay. And somebody, Joshua, had asked us, do you think Sam Houston has any chance to finally beat North Dakota?
No.
But I think they could cover. It's like 22.5.
They could cover. Sure.
Yeah. So if you're interested in that. All right. Let's hear stupid stuff. Yeah.
Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Since it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. What the heck did I just drop?
I don't know. Well, that sounded important.
We put odds on it.
What are the
odds?
I think that was an iPhone charging block. Ah. Okay. This is a white block on the floor.
He put us in the worst situation games. We just ain't making enough plays out there on the field.
All right. Nice start, Tyler. Already fumbled the ball, just like the Texans. Let's do this.
You know what else is great about Dirt Free? If you call right now during the holidays, they do this every year. What was that, Tyler?
That was my bad. I had the wrong thing pulled up.
Yeah, that was your bad. I'm trying to talk about disadvantaged children and toys for tots, and you're playing ridiculous noises like it's a joke.
Hey, where was it that Dave Tepper left us for?
Omaha!
And they must have great steaks there, right? Because
I'm sure
that's what Omaha Steaks is all about. Keep in mind, this is also the same team that tried. What the heck? Gosh darn it. Golly, I mute this
so
thing.
Loud.
Yeah, something is wrong here because I mute this thing every day before the show.
Oh, yes.
John, do we have the conspiracy music for this? Really think
is it that song?
Yeah, you can keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Bobby Hebert starting things off, right?
Okay.
Man, it definitely looked like the fix was on, and they wanted the Christmas Eve game against Atlanta to mean something. They wanted to keep it. Okay, that's your fault. That was not me. I want that noted for the record.
It was not. It was my fault, but it's because I was trying to do this.
Okay. All right. There was one other show I watched where it was a very old brogue English accent, you know, like Cockney, I guess.
What were they speaking? Something? What me?
Cockney.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so pathetic. Okay.
What?
You're so pathetic.
I didn't hear what you really said. Are. I mean, you did subtitling.
You're pathetic. You really are.
Christmas
you're
is
such
coming.
You're such a child sometimes.
Yeah, I am. What's it to you, Fred? Tell me about your boner, Fred.
My boner's fine, but if yours isn't,
thick.
You don't need to know the
just
details
strong
of that.
Is what you're saying.
Veiny.
Really? What the hell's wrong with you guys?
That was an inappropriate question, John.
Both of you.
Girth is a reasonable question.
No, it's not. It's not. My girth is none of your damn business.
Honestly. You did. You crossed the line.
Honestly, I'm starting to worry about you guys and sexual harassment around this office. Both of you.
Yeah? Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
I feel sexually harassed by you guys asking about my girth. Fun week. Oh, man. Yeah, a lot of penis talk this week, apparently.
Yeah, I guess we did have quite a bit of that.
Well, this is what happens when the Texans aren't worth talking about.
That's true. It's what we get.
Yeah, well, it's what the listener gets. This is what we do. So, got any big plans this weekend?
You're going to San Antonio for my brother's graduation.
That's right. You
finally. And unbelievably,
good
he
for
did
you.
It.
Good for you. Well, happy birthday to your wife on Monday.
A happy birthday to you. Well, I'll see you on Monday, right?
Maybe. You know, we'll see.
I
might die. I mean, I might not make it to 53. People said I would never make it to 53.
But you're planning on working on Monday.
The plan is, if I'm alive, I will be here.
What's the holiday schedule like, John? Are we working every damn day? Are we just going to keep grinding here?
Well, the only vacation or the only holiday we get is Christmas Day and New Year's Day. That Monday.
So we're only getting one day off around the holidays.
Yeah. And then I think Texas A&M plays on the 29th, I believe. I got to check the schedule, but they play like in the middle of the day.
Are we not getting bumped for any bowl games?
No, not really. I looked at these bowl games. They're not that great.
They're not. That's all right.
Well, that's fine. We'll work. We're happy to do it.
I'm happy to do it.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great week, guys. Especially by John Lee, even though he missed a day, which added to stupid stuff because Tyler did his thing. Great week by AJ Hoffman. I was about average this week, so I'll give myself a solid C. We'll do it again on Monday. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.